Blog Talk Radio.
Absolutely right. That music means it's time for GTE Radio 193.5, our final episode of the year. And joining us to close out the great year that was 2015, he is the president and CEO of GTE Financial, Joe Brancucci. Hey, Joe, how are you, sir?
Great, Jason. Yourself?
It is so nice to have you back on the show. It's been a year. I can't believe it. Studio audience is asleep. I know this past weekend we had the Tampa Bay AIDS Walk, which is something I know that you take a lot of pride in. Tell us how that went.
Well, we have for the fourth consecutive year been the top fundraising team. The team raised over almost $19,000.
Wow.
And, you know, we had a very large team of participants, and they're very, you know, very much into making sure that the things that are important to them get taken care of, and they go to it every year, and this year was no different, and we were awarded again the top fundraising team award for the year. And, you know, we go against a lot bigger institutions like Chase and Bank of America and SunTrust, and we still tend to kick butt.
Of course. I got to ask you, I was just thinking about this when it happened, and when I was leaving Tampa last time, I was at the airport. And at the Chili's there, I saw a lady paying with her GTE Financial, I guess it was her debit card. I'm just curious, are you ever out and about, you know, at Publix or something, you see somebody using their GTE card, you say, hey, I'm the president of GTE Financial, because I know it's kind of double-edged sword. People might be, yeah, you turned down my loan and stuff like that. Do you ever surprise people and tell them who you are?
I do that all the time. I think it's kind of fun to do. I love doing it. I really have never had a negative reaction. I've actually had you're real, or... Oh, I know who you are because I've seen your picture. That's the other thing. Remember, the Talk to Joe icon is on the website, so they get to see my
right.
mug shot all the time. But the more interesting one is when you go to a restaurant or something and the waitress will sit there and give me their full story about how the credit union is an integral part of their life, and, you know, they're going to school and we're helping them do whatever it may be, and then find out that they're the fourth generation of a member.
Oh,
and,
wow.
You know, they wouldn't go anywhere else. And so it's always been kind of cool. It's a very interesting credit union because it's really built – its origins are in this community, and we sometimes forget that. And it's interesting to hear the stories about how we made something happen in their lives that was special, and that's why we're relevant to them. And so to me, it's good. Every once in a while, yes, I do get someone who says they're upset about something, and we kind of listen, and we, you know, try to help them get through it. And I'll sometimes take back something to the office, and we'll get back to them. And they're a little shocked about that they get a call the next morning from someone helping them with the issue that they had.
That's awesome. Now, it's been a great year celebrating 80 years of being in business. What are some of the highlights for GTE Financial that you're especially proud of this year?
I think the major highlight, you know, when we came into this administration came in 2010, we said we wanted to be relevant to our communities. And we were going to integrate our community service with our product line and the things we do within the realm of financial literacy, home ownership, and the general good of the youth of the communities. And for the second year in a row, we were nominated by a not-for-profit for the Philanthropy Award in Tampa Bay. And the second year in a row, we actually received it. We didn't believe that the things we do, you know, would make that much of a difference. But It's heartwarming to see that the team itself, I'm going to talk about what GTE donates, but the team itself raised over $400,000 for the not-for-profit this year.
Wow.
They did it either, you know, in-kind donations or in-kind donations, things that we were able to assimilate for them. They volunteered over 2,100 hours in the community doing, you know, soup kitchens, teaching in classrooms, whatever it may be. We have less than 500 employees. You have to think about the dollar amount and the number of hours, and it's incredible. And I think it's kind of defines who we are, because our employees and our team here really don't just come to a job. They have purpose. And I think when you give them purpose, they get really excited about what they do. And so it's kind of an integrated part of who we are, and I'm really proud of that fact, not the award itself, but that we do those kinds of things and make that kind of an impact.
Well, I have the pleasure of speaking to GTE folks every single week, so I can totally echo that sentiment. Now, we've had a great year, and I know that you're not someone who likes to live too much in the past, and what we did yesterday is not as important as what we're going to do today and tomorrow. But in terms of the outlook for 2016, how do we keep this great mojo going in 2016?
Well, 2016, we're actually focused on let me go backwards. In 2015, this year, in October, we had an event called Reimagining Possible. And the intent of that event, obviously, is team building and come together as a group once every 18 or 24 months. But more importantly, giving our folks the ability to look at things slightly differently. We all have our own prejudices based on experience, what our parents said, what our peers said, whatever it is. And we tend to look at things as they are, not as they could be. And so 2016 is, we're calling it the year of deconstruction, where we're going to take everything that we do and we're going to deconstruct the parts and put it back together in a better way. You know, if you watch cooking shows, you see they deconstruct a peanut butter and jelly sandwich or macaroni and cheese or whatever else it is. It tastes the same, but it looks different, it feels different, and it's much more modern. And so we're going to look at everything we do, our products, our services. And we're going to also, at this in 2016, try to incorporate the Forrester model, which is, what do I have, how's it doing, what can I do, and then allowing them to do it very simply. So by deconstructing, we let them do things very simply. That's the whole point of deconstruction. And those first three questions, we have the ability to ask, give them those questions and those alternatives now. And so by the end of this 2016, we should be in a position of having a very intimate organization, which allows the member to be in control of the actual dialogue around their finances. And that's really the vision for 16. Not going to be a lot of big projects. We're going to introduce a really cool mobile website, a mobile application, but again, not the traditional one. We used the intern class of 2015 to develop what they thought was the great vision for it, and it was, and the board of directors overwhelmingly approved it. And so it's going to be a disruptive mobile application, just as our GT3D is a disruptive to online banking. And that's really what it's about. It's not different. It really, if you think about it, it still does the same thing. It just does it differently. And if you know, remember earlier this year, we showed a video of a blind man on a street, square, public square. They had a sign that said, "I'm blind, please help." And a few folks were throwing coins in it. And a lady came by and she picked up the sign and she wrote something different. And folks threw a lot more coins and donated a lot more money to him. And when she came back, he said to her, What did you put on my sign?" She said, "I said the same, but just different. It's a beautiful day, and I can't see it." And so it's about that kind of an approach to the business of banking. Banking is boring. I've been in banking for 45 years. It hasn't changed very much. We don't really know how to apply technology in a new way. We don't know how to deal with social media. We don't really know how to interact with a generation that communicates very differently than my parents did and that I do. And so we've got to figure out how to deconstruct things so it's simple, and it's actually much easier for different constituencies to be able to interact with us. And so they all feel welcome, even though we may have changed the entire way we do things.
That's awesome.
Really,
yeah, I'm really looking forward to
it. We really set a lofty goal, although it's really pretty simple, and we already started the project. And I believe that we will be very successful. We have great talent here. I have utmost faith in this team. This is, I think one of the best credit union teams in the country. Quite sure a lot of CEOs say that, but I actually have the proof that, we came from the brink of doom in 2010 to being considered very innovative, very philanthropic, very much focused on who we are. And I think that's a testament to the 500 employees that come in every day and have purpose.
I totally agree with you. And like I said, I've had the pleasure of interviewing them each and every week. It has been a great year. It is an amazing turnaround from 2010, from where the brand was to where it is now. And I just want to thank you so much for taking some time out of your morning to round out the year for us. And I want to wish you Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you and yours. And I look forward to talking to you or seeing you very, very soon.
And the same to you, Jason, and have a great holiday season.
Yes, sir. We'll talk to you soon. Joe Brancucci, everybody. That's an awesome interview right there. And I want to thank all of y'all for participating on the show this year. Looking forward to a great 2016. RJ and I are going to do some cool and unique things with the podcast. So we're going to be doing some disruption and deconstructing of our own with the podcast. And just hope you all have a great, safe, and blessed holiday season. And as I always say, let's continue to be the people we were in the interview. Let's be in business forever. Let's drive our competitors crazy. Until 2016, I'll talk to you soon. Take care.
One, two.